I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow. In the rain and snow. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. I didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son. Don't you cry no more,
don't you cry no more.
Take a hint from my mama, please. Don't you cry no more,
don't you cry no more.
Cause it's soon one morning, down the road I'm gone. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road
all by myself.
But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road
all by myself.
I can't carry you, baby, gonna carry somebody else.
Hey everybody, it's Monday. Same as Thursday, because Mr. Skelhead's in the middle of moving down here from the filthy shithole he used to live in to this different, slightly hotter, slightly less filthy shithole. You guys would have been in for a real treat had the mics been live for the last 5 minutes or so. It was spoiler-tastic in here. But tonight we got me, Jake. We got Xenophobe and Riff and Hot Stuff in the house.
Yeah.
I'm going to try something. I'm going to try a little experiment, which hoping I do something about this this reverb thing. But what I need to do is I need to count to five, and then somebody needs to tell me if any of the numbers that I've just said are missing, because I don't know if this prevents us from broadcasting or not, the setting I'm about to switch. So I'm going to go 1, 2, 5. I'd like to have you tell me if you could hear stuff. What numbers you heard there.
It's like audience participation. Yeah. Only really boring.
With the echo. Anyway, because I get this kind of annoying, even when my speakers are turned all the way down, I get this sort of annoying bleed of the sound into my ears when people are talking here in the office. I hear everything, including the things that I say, at a slight delay, which I think might be the same problem as that echo problem. It's also annoying to me, and I can't just turn it off, because these don't actually have an off switch. They just have a volume control. With no clicker at the end, so, yep, waiting for somebody. All right, so you couldn't hear 3 or 4, according to Priscilla Band, so that isn't going to work, and
God. That
sucks. Oh, boy. Anyway, well, I guess we can't fix the echo. We looked at we went to Radio Shack today and looked at little mixer things to try and fix this, but nothing really.
Apparently, they actually have nothing to do with radios there.
Yeah, you'd think that they would have done something radio related, but no, they're all about little customizable cars that I guess they're for Mexicans who are too young to buy real cars.
So that's like those remote controlled robots.
Those things are terrible.
Yeah, they're awful.
They're just they're a constant disappointment. And by that I mean Mexicans. Yeah. Also those robots.
Rip and I saw some day laborers on the street. We almost bought them. We didn't have a pickup truck, so we didn't.
We figured we could put them to work digging holes and then filling them back in and then pay them in Mr. Accessories.
That'd be
great. Could then, sell
then we could make them eat 50 problem. Eggs.
Yeah.
Spiforker says, any update on the new clan improvements? Well, I did some stuff to the clans that I didn't show anybody. I don't have it in testing on dev yet, but there's a little bit of I did some stuff, some changes to the way the purchasable buffs and stuff work. We got a few more ideas, some stuff that may... I don't know when it's going to go in. It'll... At some point, I'll feel like messing with it.
You'll love it. You'll hate it. It's better than cats.
Did you say you'll love it, you'll hate it?
Yeah. I think that will probably be the exact reaction.
It is better than cats. I can say that. The Chartreuse Knight says, aren't the pixel potions supposed to represent those in Zelda? If so, why isn't the blue potion the HP and MP restorative? How do you type with boxing gloves on?
It's all about copyright infringement.
Yeah, mana is blue. Zelda got it wrong. Tedrock says, if you're not in a clan and you set a clan color and account preferences, then go to chat. Anyone else not in a clan gets color. Does that mean we're all in clan null? Any way you can correct this? Yeah, it's because you're in clan zero. I mean, you can correct it by going back into your account menu and changing the color.
Or you could just not do anything because I fixed it before the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. So now it just doesn't pay attention to that at all?
Yeah, the first thing it does is see to check if, or checks to see if you are in clan zero, and if you are, it doesn't color.
Does it also check to see if you're at ground zero?
Yes.
And instead of whatever you would see in chat, it gives you a message. Get the fuck out of there. What are you, crazy?
Yeah. It also does that.
Or you know, ground zero in Manhattan, where it's like, say hello to the heroes for me. Gets all teary-eyed about the heroes. September 11th.
Oh, you're not talking about the sandwiches?
No. Oh, okay. The gyros.
Oh, sorry.
Say hello to the gyros for me.
While you're in Midtown, could you pick me up a gyro?
Yeah.
And build me a statue of some firemen.
Eating a sandwich.
Bunyip Andler, no, actually, Smooth Mood says, any new smithable weapons coming down the pipe? Maybe a few one-handed weapons? Interestingly enough, there are a bunch of smithable one-handed pipes
coming down the weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
two drums in
it? Yeah, you know, we've actually been the on Friday when I was in here, we did some work with the smithing revamp, which is actually pretty close to the point where we can begin spindling stuff and implementing stuff. So that's you might see some changes in the next few days on that.
Wow.
Bunya Bandler says, how them feelies be holding up? Riff?
I am. My plan for this week is to try and get as much of that done as possible. So ask again on next Monday.
Huzzah! On Thursday, you can give a
give
an interstitial progress report on Thursday.
You can feel up the radio audience.
That's right.
Bunya Bandler also says, I heard something about a KOL platformer a while back. Whatever happened to that? Could you post the link somewhere if it exists and not just in chat? Because I might listen to the recording. I don't know where... I don't know that thing is actually available to everyone. It's a screenshot of... Was it MaxGuy56 that made it?
I don't remember.
I hope it was, because I'd hate to just credit it to somebody that...
So say you don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it's MaxGuy56, but I might just be making that up. If it's not him, it's at least somebody whose name starts with an M. but yeah, he made what appears to be a KOL platformer. I mean, what appears to be a movie of a KOL platformer, which yeah, anyway, it was, I don't know. It wasn't an official project. It was a fan project, but it looked, you know, it looked like it might be interesting. I don't know what it was made in or whatever. It was just a QuickTime video was all we had. Bunyip Andler says, regarding the trophy that doesn't need anything to be done and can be done by anyone, does proving thyself literate count as doing something? Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to be literate.
Kinda.
Dumbass says, can you make items that give Ooh more adventures and use up spleen can drop? Spleen can drop.
That's my favorite drop soup. Spleen can?
Spleen can drop
spleen
soup.
Can drop. Blank. Yeah. Ah!
So hot broth and they drop in a spleen can?
Yeah.
Ron says, I love analogies. I can't believe they got rid of it.
That sucks. I know, man. That was totally the best part.
It's part of the reason why I took the ACT was so I didn't have to do the analogies.
Ugh.
Too bad that ACT doesn't stand for Analogy Competence Test.
Yeah. Too bad.
Yeah. ACT is to xenophobe as...
I'm waiting.
Yeah, so am I.
You guys are no good at these. That'd be pretty funny if the analogy test was just like, bird is to nest as... and then it's just a blank you have to fill in. Yeah. It's more like, how do the analogies make you feel?
We should put some analogies in the literacy test.
Yeah. That's a good point.
And then just make them really fucked up.
And the only way to win is not to answer.
It's no one can chat unless they've been playing the game for years.
Six pack is to eight as marmoset is to...
I don't even know that one.
LOTE says, why can't you have something be free or, like, put a one-a-day limit on it?
I think he's referring to the gift packages.
I think this was before any of that happened.
Really?
This was from the 5th.
Huh.
I think the Valentine's Day packages were nuked on the 5th, maybe, or before the 5th.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know.
I'm going to take the 5th on that, on disarming when that was.
Plead the 5th?
Yeah.
I'm gonna continue drinking from my 5th of bourbon.
Good plan.
Neville Den Jacoby says, canon? George Washington's head? Listening to No much lately? No? Actually, no. I have been listening to They Might Be Giants some lately, but not No. I haven't been listening to any Yes either.
That's my favorite form of Japanese theater.
What?
No.
No.
Yeah, I like No Theater.
Terrible sentence.
Yeah. If you combine theater and No Theater, you get shitty. O'Grady says, since you missed Cinco de Mayo, why don't Ooh celebrate the Ides of May? It could have the assassination of a famous King of Loathing.
There's no king.
There are no Ides of May, and there is no King of Loathing.
That's well, there are
is,
Ides.
But he's
yeah,
gone.
Whatever. you don't know.
No, you can't really assassinate him when he's imprisoned like that. So, you gotta karate chop the prism and then karate chop him in the Vulcan nerve pinch.
Wait, but I'm sure that somebody is a bad enough dude to save President Ronnie from Dragon Ninja. I mean, Enemy Lasagna says, hey, Jake, I completely missed my question from last Thursday's show, so here it is, rephrase. What do the Skilt Trophy reference? Pop culture, and stop calling it that.
Really? That makes me.
I
very
mean, you
angry.
Know, granted, it's got to have a name, I guess, and.
And you know what its name is? The name of the trophy.
That's true.
Yeah. Nobody knows what that is, though.
Well, why don't we tell them?
Like, okay, you first.
I'm just kidding.
We could tell them the file name, because that actually doesn't have any useful information in it. Well, it a little bit, but it's stuff.
We would be able to use that to look at the image, which will give you a hint. A pretty big one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so
I think everyone's already aware of that, though.
The Ides of May, by the way, is the 15th of May.
Yes, I know. The Ides of December is the 15th of December.
No, it's on most months it's the 13th.
What?
Really?
Only in 4 months out of the year is it on the 15th.
What the fuck does it mean, then?
It means middle, more or less. Like, it's the middle of the month.
So how is the 13th the middle of any month?
Because it's a different calendar. This is, you know, this is people from 2,000 years ago. They don't understand how time works.
What? How do they know it was 2,000 years ago, then?
It's the Roman. Oh, that's a good question. How did they date their coins with B.C.?
Before Christ. We don't know who this Christ guy is, but he must have been important.
Or well, I mean, will maybe be. He wasn't there yet. Yeah. You know, that's why I date all of my stuff B.H. I don't even
before
know what the H
Harold?
Stands for.
Before hemorrhoids?
Nope, too late for that.
Oh, boy.
Bunyip Andler says, wait a minute. You said if you're farming the peak, especially those using multis, will disable their mains. Does that mean you'll disable people that farm the peak without cheating?
I think that was a mistranscription.
If you have a bunch of multis farming the peak and sending them to your main, we're going to disable your main.
And the multis.
And your multis.
And your little dog, too.
And your friend's mains.
Yeah. We're going to find out anybody on your contact list gets disabled. And then anybody on their contact list gets disabled. Sucks. I keep having to re-enable my account.
Man, that's a really wicked pyramid scheme.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, I had an idea for a familiar. It's called a bipolar bear. It can give stats, items, and meat after battle some of the time, and other times do nothing after battle. Yeah, we had talked about... Was it bipolar bear, though, it turned out was already done somewhere.
Bipolar bear was a hero in the Tick.
Oh, in the Tick. Yeah. I remember there was an episode of the Tick where they had this, like... They were showing, like, one of their Palm Pilots, the live-action one, and there was a list of all the villains on it, and a lot of them were really funny. And on the DVD, you could kind of pause it and actually read them all.
Awesome.
I don't remember what they actually were.
I feel really bad about the live-action Tick.
It was too... I mean...
It was too good for...
It was like a baby's tombstone, you know? It was, yeah. It was too beautiful for this world. I mean, I've said this before, but the first time I saw this, I was like, this show is so good that it is going to be canceled within two or three episodes of me seeing this.
I don't think you've ever watched Buffy or the like Angel series or whatever, but in the fifth season of Angel, the guy who does the Tick guest wrote an episode of Angel, which is the best show of the entire series. It's incredible.
Huh.
I would almost recommend watching
the entire series.
The entire series. That show. See that one show.
I don't think that I'm ever going to watch the. I could see, especially now that Scully's going to be living down here, I could see maybe watching Buffy. But no way am I ever going to.
There are like a handful of episodes which are some of the best TV I've seen ever.
Of Angel.
No. Of Buffy. Angel's a terrible show for the most part.
Okay. Because every time I saw it, it was terrible.
Yeah, the fifth season sort of restarts the show in with a sort of a different... Oh, dude, are we getting sort of an opposite of Katamari from the other side?
Okay, sorry, is Xenophobe making race car noises?
Yeah.
Or does he like to make race cars out of his poop?
What?
Did you ever see that Saturday Night Live with...
No.
It was Steve Buscemi was the host, and he was like the Mad Hatter in a... In an Alice in Wonderland parody, and you know they were talking about how mad they were, and how you know they wear shoes on their hands and gloves on their feet, and then it would get around to him, and he would talk about how mad he was, and it would be something like, "I'm so mad that I have to wash my hands 10,000 times a day." Or, you know, then he was so mad that he makes race cars out of his poop.
That's really
you know, he was
great.
Like, that he was actually crazy, you know, not just like madcap, like cap mad, like a Mad Hatter. That's interesting.
Did he wear a giant green hat?
Mad cap. He did. He was dressed just like the Mad Hatter.
Awesome.
I should find the Saturday Night Live transcript of that episode, because it's pretty funny. Glebe says, follow up about my SATs. I took them. They were pretty easy, and they didn't have any analogies in them. Best part was that I got to listen to music by hiding my MP3 player under my hair. We were thinking that would be a really good way to waste whatever it costs to register for the SAT. Bound you and... I mean, they wouldn't be able to tell that it wasn't like a radio transmitter where you were getting answers, or like, my suggestion was that you had the book on tape of the dictionary. It's very boring.
Yeah, it probably doesn't sell very well.
Yeah.
Well, if you made one yourself, I imagine it would be okay.
That would take a long time.
If you were, if you were going to recite the entire dictionary onto a cassette, couldn't you have just used that time to study?
Studying makes you forget things faster.
Yeah, studying actually, I can't imagine that studying would ever help with the SAT.
The SATs, those sorts of standardized tests are pretty much designed to defeat rote memorization.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, you can study all the math stuff. Yeah. Make sure that that's fresh in your mind.
That is true. I mean, because they require, I mean, there are certain facts you just have to remember about math. And I don't believe, though, that, I mean, I don't believe that some sort of intensive vocabulary prep, I think the odds of you learning a word that you didn't already know and then that word being on the SAT.
There's a list of SAT words, and, like, I remember studying that list and having, you know, a dozen of them be on the test back in the day.
That you didn't know before.
Well, no, but at least they were fresh in my mind.
There you go.
Yeah, but they were fresh in my mind.
They were fresh in you. Like, you're not just going to forget what a word means because you haven't read it in a book for 2 or 3 years. I mean,
I forget what words mean all the time.
Yes, so do I.
But also, I don't believe you know, you can studying and like learning how to read and stuff is really helpful for the SATs.
Yeah, literacy helps.
Yeah.
I suppose that's true.
All right.
If you're illiterate, I suppose studying would make it so you did slightly better on the SAT. Being able to recognize letters helps with reading comprehension, I guess.
So that you make sure that you end up going to the SAT instead of like the
instead of the ACLU.
The other day, I forgot what the word brochure meant.
Really?
Yeah. It was really weird.
Like you just looked at it and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Huh.
What about your embouchure?
I haven't had to use that since high school.
You had to use one of those to play the clarinet, right?
Yeah.
The tuba? The tuba net.
It's not
what would happen if you had a tuba with a bunch of clarinets coming out the bell?
You probably have, like, a fire.
I mean, isn't that what bagpipes are, kind
of? Kind of like a tuba with a bunch of clarinets coming out of the barrel? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Except for it's a double.
Or
bass.
Like,
it's nothing like any of those.
More like an inflated cat.
How is it? Is a bagpipe is kind of like a sack of oboes?
Yeah. It's a double reed, so yeah. A sack of oboes is a pretty good.
Sack of hobos?
Yes.
A stack of homos?
Short stack of homos?
Short stack of homos?
The creative process.
Yeah.
This is how the magic works, guys. Yeah. This is how things get done around here.
Vicky says, can you make it so you can click item names to get their description on the autosell page, too?
That already done!
Really?
Oh. Yeah, Fruity Vuish suggested it to me earlier today, and I'm like,
you go, Fruity Vuish.
Yeah, and I was like, this will take like 15 seconds. And I was right, it did.
C-Wraith says, change the Hall of Legends so that it strips out comments and input. That's actually not a bad idea.
I'll do it.
I'm surprised that that's still there.
Yeah, me too. Although the Hall of Legends is kind of, that's very old, very
specific. I've worked on it recently, though.
Oh, that's true, to get rid of the hitting to the lowest amount over and over again.
But yeah,
Katana says, I still can't see the rathead balloon. I even tried using the stereoscopic lenses on the front cover of Tool's new album. What's the white circle at the top? Okay, guys, it's a rat facing right. It's got eyes like the penguins. The thing on the left is its ear, which is on top of its head.
You can't see the other ear.
Its eyes, which are looking to the right. The thing on the right is its nose. The thing on the bottom is the string coming out the bottom of it. Because it's on its period.
Way to go.
Wow.
Just saying. It's, you know, who says balloons have to be filled with air?
Oh, God.
Some of them are filled with scabs.
I am never going to another birthday party of yours ever again.
You know. Boy.
When I was in art school, I was talking with this one guy about some. I was in this figure drawing class with this guy, and we had like the new models and the nude models, not new models, very not new models because for the most part they were very old and ugly nude models. But this guy was talking to me about this this nude figure drawing class he'd had like when he did like out of class when he was in high school, and the model. Well, let's just say you could see the string, and he got in trouble for asking his professor if he should draw the string.
I thought you were going to say he got in trouble for asking her what she would say if you pulled it.
Wow.
Math is hard. Let's go shopping.
The comma stripper is now dancing around the pole in the hall of Legends of Times of Old.
See, that was the entire point of my telling that stupid story, was to stall while Zeno fixes the...
That's what we did.
Hey,
right,
it
here
worked!
The Gunrun says he just saw Primer and it was awesome. Every time you watch it, it just got better and better. Yep.
That's coming next on our Netflix queue.
Excellent. Woo! Excellent. You guys are going to love it.
And I'm going to not copy it and put it in my collection to have forever. Because that's not how I roll.
Is that what you're doing with Netflix? Are you fucking up the queue system?
I'm not copying, no. I'm definitely not.
I don't actually...
See, the thing is, if they want to delay my shipments, that's fine with me. If they view my usage as abusive, that's totally cool. Yeah. I don't think they owe it to me to ship things as fast as possible. If I'm specifically
doing, if you're costing them more than you're giving them, you know, I mean that's.
And I don't mind.
You know, I feel like if they just disclosed that, they would have no. There'd be no question about it, you know. Like,
yeah, I don't feel like they would. I don't feel like they would lose as much business from people objecting to that policy as they lost from people being disgusted with it and canceling.
Yeah. See, I think the problem with that is the problem we have with eBay sales is that they would have to acknowledge that was going on in order to say something like that.
Yeah, and if they did acknowledge, then the people in charge would start getting on them to find some way to prevent it.
Yeah, and then it would be
mail out DVDs that
don't play.
Or that, degrade after 24 hours and you don't have to mail them back or something.
I had a coworker that apparently somebody in the shipping center really didn't like this one movie that he was trying to rent because he got four different copies of it, all of which were, snapped in half. And it wasn't the same one over and over again. He started taking pictures of them to compare the break patterns.
Wow.
After the second one to see if they just kept sending him the same one.
Eventually,
he just took it off his queue. He's like, I somebody just doesn't want me to see this movie. So, I'd like to think that I would do something like that.
Was it The Ring? Was somebody trying to protect him?
Maybe so. You know, The Ring just wasn't scary.
I never saw it.
Everybody was talking about how it was just a genuinely scary movie. Like,
Jake saw it 6 days ago, everybody.
No, I didn't. I saw it 3 years ago.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I saw Ringu, the Japanese version, too, and it was also not scary. I mean, I guess there were some parts where, I mean, you know, a corpse leaping out of brackish water and strangling you or whatever, that's kind of scary, but, I mean... You know, that's
I mean,
easy
what were the conditions under which you watched it? Like, I watched it late at night with, eight people crammed into a living room with the sound really loud. And so it just amplified all of the scary moments. And
I watched
was scared
it,
out of my mind.
I was in the movie theater watching a different in movie, and I was watching it on my video iPod.
While playing in a ball pit?
Yeah, no. I was sitting on a fucking couch watching a movie. I mean,
by yourself or with, other people?
No, I was with one other person, I think.
Also in a ball pit with screaming children.
The thing with The Fly was cool. There were some parts of it that I thought were really interesting that didn't come from the original. I mean, they were more the actual analysis of the tape thing that was kind of neat. You know, I mean, completely implausible. I would assume.
I have no idea.
But I don't know. And it was cool when the captain from Super Troopers was all like, electricity, lol.
Have you been scared by a movie recently?
No.
See, maybe you're broken.
something changed about scary movies. And I think that I've actually talked about this on the radio before, but I noticed this in 28 Days Later was the first time it just became abundantly clear to me that scary movies are just broken. I always know about a half a second ahead of time when something is going to jump out because of... The style of the film changes.
Yeah.
Something changes.
Or the background music, or
it's not even. I mean, you can always kind of tell from the music, you know. But they started fucking with you a little bit and doing it a little while before you think it's going to happen or whatever. But there's this thing that they just think they have to do whenever anything is supposed to be scary now, where it's I forget. Armack said what movie this originally came from. I guess Saving Private Ryan, where they whenever there's a lot of shit going on, they start doing this kind of stop motion thing to make like the splattering blood more effective. Gladiator had these just entire scenes that were like it. And a lot of times they'll do it when there's like fire on the screen or something. But in 28 Days Later, they would start that effect right before something jumped out at you. And so it was just completely telegraphed. It's like, there was one spot in The Hills Have Eyes that kind of startled me. But it was just one of those fake scares, like, it turns out it's nothing, you know, but we scared you anyway.
Yeah, like a when, cat jumping.
Yeah, it was a bird flying out of something that this guy was opening or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, that actually startled me, but, I mean, it didn't...
I saw The Dark Hours recently, which is like a... It's sort of an attempt to go back to some of the older school sort of psychological thriller type things. And I thought it was pretty good. Like, I wasn't scared by it, but, like, it was definitely a thriller that I enjoyed watching. So maybe you should check that out.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like it telegraphed a lot of the shocking moments very much.
I don't know. I mean, I also don't know that I'm necessarily like want to be scared by movies. I mean, when I was a kid, The Nightmare on Elm Street scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's the first scary movie I saw. It was terrifying.
Yeah, and I couldn't stop watching it. I watched it over and over and over again, but I was just I fucking couldn't sleep because I was just terrified of Freddy Krueger. Like Friday the 13th didn't really scare me, but Nightmare on Elm Street just, I mean, and I feel like that, the first one, the rest of them were just kind of stupid, they weren't really scary, but the first one, I mean, it was like, I don't know, like, I just, there was a different character to the threat, you know, it wasn't just like, oh, you're okay if the lights are on, like, no, you're not, you know, it's like, I don't know. I guess, I saw Scary Movie 4, that was not scary. War of the Worlds wasn't scary either because it was just fucking retarded. It's pretty much the worst movie I've ever seen.
War of the Worlds? Man, as soon as I saw the previews and saw, oh, there's a little girl in it, I'm not watching it.
Huh. Dakota Fanning was the creepiest thing about that movie. The Sixth Sense, okay, The Sixth Sense kind of scared me. That little girl with the vomit mouth,
oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
that, yeah. That was scary. And the woman, like, the dead people in that movie were scary. I have to say, that's probably the last movie that actually scared me.
What about The Shining?
The Shining, that's a scary movie.
I mean, but this is a movie that's 30 years old, you know? I mean, yes, The Shining terrified me. Even that book, that is the only book that has ever scared me.
Really?
The scene with the lady in room 227 or whatever it is. I don't know what the actual room number is. Fucking terrifying. And I still, when I go into a bathroom, the first thing I do is open the shower curtain. I just cannot be comfortable. I cannot be comfortable enough to piss in a bathroom if I don't know that woman is not in the shower by looking at it. If she had been invisible in the book, oh, man. I would just be peeing outside for the rest of my life.
Do you feel better now that the invisible fence is gone?
Yeah. Ron says, can you make the schedules for the KWE tournament switch around each time? So far, the first three fights have been almost impossible for me to watch. Just because of the timing?
Yeah.
Well, they're spaced out like that so everyone in every time zone has an equal chance to see at least one fight.
And that it leads up to sort of a prime time where the most people will see the final fight, which is the important one.
Yeah, I mean, you can always look at the transcripts, you know. Also, he says, are the KWE winners predetermined or random? Is there anything random about?
There is, actually. There's a series of calculations which are not random, and then there is a small amount of wiggle room. If it's really close,
okay,
then it's not completely determined,
which is good.
Yeah. So I mean, like, even if wrestler A is two, say, points above wrestler B, could still win if he or she gets the wiggle room in their favor.
So yeah, we've had some ultra rares drop finally.
Yeah, someone's got a Bacula. I'm not gonna tell you who it is, but someone has got a Bacula. That isn't me or Aubrey Ann.
Wonder if they had a bad day. I didn't actually just say the name of the person who has the. Okay. No, nope, that was somebody different. Just reading things out loud, unrelated.
I completely
fuck is wrong with me?
Your face is on backwards.
That's probably true. Ah, boy. I hate using a flat screen monitor with a VGA connection because there's a fucking blurry stripe that I can't fix. Yeah, just saying.
Ben Mears asks like a million questions about how much is, how many of, do we want to answer those?
No.
Okay.
Devonin says, can we please either make absurd role-playing against chat rules or make a channel RP? Trying to sit a newbie and answer questions while people dance and lightsaber battle wears thin.
It must be the best interpretive dance ever. I mean, I know
my particular opinion about this is unpopular, but I still think there should be a help channel that people can ask questions in so that there is a place that is questions and only questions and answers.
Would it be a place for you and me?
Yeah, it'd be a place.
Would it be a you could go there sometimes where everybody knows your name?
Yes.
Would they always be glad you came?
Hot stuff.
Your mom is always glad I came.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
But on the other flip side, I don't think there's anything we can do about role playing. I mean, if people want
to, it's not strictly wrong with the rules. So
yeah.
Exercise thine ignore powers wisely. Yeah. Is my suggestion.
Indeed. Yeah. Everybody keeps forgetting that it's possible to ignore people.
Just some people have a hang up with it. Some people just refuse to ignore anyone. And to those people, I say tough cookies.
Yeah. I mean, I refuse to ignore anybody, but I also refuse to complain about anybody.
Yeah.
That's being obnoxious in the chat because I know that it's mine, me.
Yeah.
Me, my thing. Vanildar says, will you please make it so there can be more than 7 ranks in guilds? Was it ever limited?
No, it is not. Yeah.
And the next statement says, never mind, you did change it, OMG, WTF.
Yeah, but I didn't change it. I just...
But it was never that
like
way.
That to begin with.
Yeah. I would not design a system so limited.
Who knows in what ways people's individual browser connections to clan...
Someday we'll find it, the browser connection.
Bunyip Adler mentions that we hit ID number 900,000 on Saturday.
Damn, Gina.
So basically, we're going to get another maybe 2 or 3 unique users before everyone is just climbing on themselves to get account number 1 million.
Yeah.
Don't do that, people. Seriously.
Yeah, please don't.
Although, I guess there is that, like, well, I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it because that'll just fuel the fire.
Huh. Slavic says, hello, Asymmetric Crew. A game mechanics question. In which order is battle XP determined? Stat day, then familiar, or familiar, then stat day, or both without compounding? Thanks.
I thought he said Asymmetric Crew at first. I was like, oh, that's kind
of
cool.
Both of those things are... No, I guess they're not both multiplicative. Okay, so it determines how much XP you get from the monster. Then it adds some based on the familiar...
Yeah,
and
anything else you have that increases stats. Like the orange tongue comes after familiar. The stat day thing goes last because it's built into the calculation that the one function that we use to add stats to wherever they happen, which is good programming stuff. Yeah.
Gleeb says, how many more inverted powers of 2 will the cannon be subjected to? I still don't know what's going on with the...
Someone in the forums commented that there could only be a maximum of 9 stages because, according to chat, 2 to the 9 equals forever. Because the 10th time you get...
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's an impressive piece of detective work right there. Not that it's right, but...
That's funny,
know.
Though.
It is really funny.
Gleeb says, how come the wild hair doesn't prevent you from getting beaten up in non-combat adventures? Because familiars don't do anything in non-combat adventures.
You keep them at home.
In your terrain.
C.D. Moyer says, what about making an option to PM people like message user with underscores, colon? I put a colon rather than guessing where the underscores were, since colon isn't allowed in usernames. Huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I guess we could try it. Although, the thing is... What would it do then if you... I mean, we can't break the old functionality because people are used to that. So somebody tries to message A underscore B, hey, colon, how you doing? It's going to message A underscore B underscore hey with it.
Or A underscore A, B underscore GABA underscore GABA underscore hey.
Yeah. Although, theoretically, there can't be A underscore B underscore hey and A underscore B hey. Wait, it wouldn't matter. because you weren't trying to. Yeah.
I think the solution is to use the right click menu. It makes sending messages a lot easier.
Yeah.
That's the only way I send private messages now, because I just cannot trust myself to not send them to the wrong people.
Bunny Bandler says, as far as physical resistant monsters go, do Moxious maneuvers count as physical attacks? And what about muscle classes? What if they don't have non-physical attack familiars? Do items count? It depends. I mean, physical damage is damage that shows up in black. That's it. So yes, Moxious maneuvers are physical damage. A lot of combat items are elemental, but some of them are physical.
You'll always have hairspray.
Just like you'll always have Paris.
And you can always run away.
That's true.
Yeah. That's an option a lot of people forget about.
Sableforce says, the bug is fixed? Has the world ended? Will pigs fly? Has hell frozen over? Is Jick no longer a hippie?
Yes.
I wasn't even aware of that bug.
It's been there ever since there were purple snow cones. Basically, whenever you're calculating how much MP to get back, it wasn't counting the MP that you used during that page load.
Oh, right, because it hadn't updated the player object.
Yeah, so that's all I had to do.
Okay.
And that was like a 30-second fix.
Well, all right. Or was it a 1:30-second fix?
Pretty much.
Tiny Plastic TDO says, how much does the donation of items to KWE fighters affect things? One unit per unit.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, it's one unit per unit. Something could be worth more than one unit, and then it's still one unit per unit.
Is it more unit than unit?
I think you mean one unit per unit.
Using Unix?
One Unix?
Yeah.
We are using Unix. It's quite pervasively.
We have an army of Unix delivering all of our content.
Six is kind of a small army. But hey, it's an army nonetheless.
Snuffcell 420 say,
six more than an army of one.
True. That's very true.
Jake, since you and Mr. Skullet have said that people should not pay meat for gift items and you aren't going to enforce scams with them, does that negate the rubber emo rose description? It's a joke.
Yeah.
It's in fact hilarious.
They come from a hilarious spell.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Hilarious.
Reminds me to summon my items from the day.
Oh, yeah.
Ponjo says, Jick, have you ever considered making a familiar which would level at a different rate? Yes. That's all it would do, though.
Best Mr. Store familiar yet. This one ought to be worth two.
Ponjo says, Jick, on the last St. Sneaky Pete's Day, I noticed that having teleportitis was a way to get around being too drunk to fight. Is that supposed to happen? I mean,
pretty much.
It would.
If you want to adventure in the.
Yeah, if you want to adventure in the haiku dungeon or whatever, then. Yeah, I guess. Teleportitis.
Maybe whenever that gets expanded, we may take a second look at it. But for right now, the quality of the zone which you are subjected to during teleportitis is not necessarily, you know, the best that you could be adventuring at that point.
We should allow teleportitis to teleport you into the drunk tank from 2 years ago.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, and then you would take your little paper umbrella fuzz bumps and just, you know, drink them down.
Oh, yeah.
In a bid for infinite adventures and more immortality! That's not my heart, but close.
Cyan220 says, if you had unlimited funds to apply towards the game, what changes would you make?
All the servers would be plated with gold.
Yeah.
And we'd be living in Tahiti.
Our keyboards would have diamonds for the letters.
That would suck.
Actually, yeah, that would suck, wouldn't it?
Because your fingers are made of glass.
But that would be
Cyan220 also says, what is the best way for us to show our appreciation for all the work you put into the game that we all enjoy so much? By sending us unlimited funds.
Yes. Donate. Yeah. We love people who donate.
We do.
They keep us from having to have regular jobs.
And having to go without cheese.
Yeah. It would be a sad day that I would have to go without cheese.
I like me some Gouda.
Bunya Bandler says, why doesn't the Bounty Hunter Hunter buy white snake skin? The Bounty Hunter Hunter needs to be revised.
Yeah, the Bounty Hunter Hunter needs revised.
Needs revised.
Yeah, you guys, whatever. You make fun of me.
I say that all the time.
I say it because it's funny.
The Gunrun says, how long will the loathing2.com do domain stay up for. I find it easier to type in. Way to end two sentences with prepositions.
Four.
It'll stay up.
Yeah, for, I mean, I don't plan on letting it expire.
It doesn't
I think I paid for it for 3 years. I think
you'll be paying
driving
for
the nine white horses when it expires.
although, huh, there's some weird kind of cookie issues that could go wrong with that. Maybe I don't know.
Like you won't get your milk and
yeah. I also hate when I had to go out without my milk and.
Does your milk and bring all the boys to the yard?
And damn right, it's better than yours.
And can you eat it too?
Yeah, Fineldar says, do the plexiglass pants give you combat initiative because you run so people can't see your tiny dick?
Can't say your tiny dick.
Oh, can't say.
Comband.
Yeah.
We'll make fun of your punctuation and spelling.
Yeah.
I need to answer that.
Oh, come on. Fineldar, you can do better than that. Maybe he's typing with his dick. It's too small to hit.
Or with boxing gloves on.
It's too small to hit just one key at a time. Somehow.
It just falls between the keys.
LOTE says, hey, why no fake, why no fact metaphor dictionary? Ba-dum-bum. The Gunrun asked if higher gas prices have affected KOL in any way.
Yeah, you have to pay more for gas in KOL.
Yeah.
We should upgrade the amount of meat that it takes to build the mixed meat car to, like,
make it a dense meat stack
instead of a regular meat stack.
Hey, after you beat the boss bat, you can just dump it right in.
Poncho says, Jake, why doesn't the pretentious artist update what quest items you have when you only have some of them? Yeah, because I was too lazy to sentence that out.
It's an exercise in keeping the player base alert to what they've found and what they haven't found.
Yeah.
It'll help activate your prefrontal cortex.
By making you remember to check your quest item section of your inventory. No, I mean, honestly, I probably should, because most of the other stuff works like that.
I made the goat cheese do that the other day.
Because
Mr. Skull was like, I don't want to look at my inventory. And I was like, lazy ass. It went on that like that for a couple hours. It was pretty pathetic.
Big Evil Dan says, is the cannon going to continue to be halved every day, thus taking an infinite amount of time to completely disassemble? If so, won't this cause problems because you have a xenophobe on staff? That, of course, being a reference to Zeno's Paradox.
Spelled my name wrong.
Yeah, it's a xenophobe, not a xenophobe.
The difference is kind of hard to describe in voice.
Ponjo says, Dear Jake or Mr. Skullhead, when you wander around the spooky forest looking for a monkey to hit with a bone and you can't find one, which one can't you find? It varies, depending on which one you can find.
Sometimes you can't find a monkey or a bone, in which case you're just really screwed.
Morbank says, can our PvP stones be healed once we free the king in hardcore? A lot of us don't want to be normal PvP while we're leveling for skills or buying things from the mall between runs. Huh.
I heard somebody complaining about that the other day.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Maybe just give people the option to heal their stones at whenever you complete a hardcore run, rather than just doing it for them. Maybe.
Huh. But, I mean, that's going to be kind of cumbersome on the...
Well, I mean, the worst thing that happens is, you know, you just forget to repair your stone and get all your crap taken from you.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we could just reset the counter. It's not like somebody's going to come out of hardcore with some great advantage for PvP.
Yeah, I think the thing is that once you exit PvP hardcore, you can have things taken from you.
Yeah.
It is why people are coming.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I don't see any problem changing state, changing, like, it could just
trading
say...
Trading places?
Yeah, like, the code in the...
Whenever you free the king, just have your PvP timer drop to 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, or... Because you've got... Whenever you free the king in hardcore, you get that completed hardcore flag.
Uh-huh.
So just have the stone check PvP timer or completed hardcore.
But then would you be able to then bash your
You'd be able to break it and then then immediately weld it back again, which, yeah, that's... Okay, so give the player another flag if their stone is broken when they free the king.
Okay.
And then check for that flag.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't mind giving them the ability to do this, but I don't want to add any complexity to the interface at all.
Well, that's why I was just suggesting that we make it such that this advances your time since...
Advance your PvP timer to 2 weeks and 1 day ago.
Yeah.
People could break their stone and then free the king and then heal their stone.
Shareware says, I demand white snow cones be implemented. I enjoy having a brain freeze for 20 turns without any help from mods. Thank you very much.
Good idea. That's kind of what the yellow snow cone is.
Wow, really? Does that prevent you from...
Yeah.
That's sweet.
It makes everything you eat taste funny.
Skid says, is there any chance of getting free plane packages back, possibly with a limit of 3 free per day? It seems unfair that some assholes can go and ruin it for 800,000 other players. I would say that the assessment that charging 50 meat for plain brown wrappers ruined the game for 800,000 other players is a little
extreme.
In that there aren't
800,000 players.
You're trying to say that assessment's wrong in like at least 5 or 6,000 ways.
Yeah,
pretty much.
They, they should have been 50 meat to begin with. Yeah, and if they had been, no one would be whining. So
yeah.
Pretend.
That's a great idea.
Digsto Stacy says, have you thought about expanding the store of loathing to stuffed animals or other characters? I would love to buy a spooky gravy fairy stuffy.
Someone actually suggested either yesterday or today that there should be our stuffed KWE wrestlers in the gift store.
Like real ones, or
no, in the in-game game
store. Yeah.
People are there's a lot of people who are asking for KWE swag in game, and this person's asking for stuffed items in real life.
Items in the real store. Yeah.
I think that trying to sell real life KWE stuff would be slightly complex.
Well, I mean, real life stuff. I mean, I would like to sell stuffed animals. It's just that I have. It's something that we haven't even looked at getting manufactured. I mean, I feel like
we could totally sell stuffed Sabertooth Live.
Yeah,
and make a killing.
I mean, there's been some cool stuff made. It's just a matter of like figuring out how to get it manufactured in bulk. I mean, it's and having it so it's not going to be just retarded expensive to sell to people.
The main problem is like we're currently in the process of making little figurines, like little resin or PVC little toys that are the familiars from the game, or some of them. And we've spent months and months trying to get a manufacturer who will do it, because we can't order the 100,000 units that most of these people want to do, because we just can't sell 100,000 of them. We want like 1,000, maybe 5,000 at the most, and that's just really hard to find somebody who's going to do that where we can still sell for $10 each.
Plus, apparently China's all fucked up.
Yeah.
According to... We talked to... one of the pretentious artist friends is a guy who works for McFarlane Toys, and apparently they're running into just all kinds... Even at their quantities, they're running into just all kinds of weird delays and problems with just getting anything manufactured in China. And I mean, basically, if we made little figurines and had them manufactured domestically, we would have to charge you $50 each for them.
Which sucks, but that's the way it works.
Yeah, no, yeah, it does.
We've been spending a lot of time trying to get high quality stuff made that we can still sell at a price point of like $3 to $5 or something, you know. So it's going to be a while before we finish this up, I think. And once that's done and we get that process underway, then we can start thinking about things like stuffed animals and stuff, which we'd love to do.
Because we like spending money.
And we also like stuff.
Yeah. I mean, because, between Jezzerfly and Zlaenia, they could come up with some... They already have come up with some pretty much totally acceptable prototypes for stuffed animals.
We got a really neat-looking bugbear.
Yeah, right? A neat-looking bugbear, and we got a neat-looking gravy fairy, which I've been particularly fond of since Jezzerfly made it for me. So yeah, we'll see. It's just I would imagine that there's got to be some way to get some cheap stuffed animals manufactured, because the Ugly Dolls people do that, and those are for sale relatively cheap. I mean, I guess they're 20 bucks.
Tens of thousands of them.
You have it though.
There's also that There's that
because I only the first time I'd ever seen them was at Comic Con, and I just assumed that that it was a fairly limited run.
I've seen them in stores in Massachusetts and California.
Have you seen that adventure game though, where you're psychoanalyzing the stuffed animals?
They have real stuffed animals. That was a neat game. It was just one of those things where, like that Dragon's Lair Flash parody, where it was neat, but once I played it once, I just couldn't be arsed to go back through it again to get everything right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was sort of like if Gro had 50 things to put on there instead of 15, you know? But, yeah.
But yeah, they have stuffed animals of all their stuff, and they're really complicated ones too, because they're like, it's like a sheep that you can turn inside out and have a wolf and all kinds of elaborate stuff. I don't remember.
I feel like if we could get it to the point where we could sell stuffed animals for like $20 or $25, that's not unreasonable for a decent quality stuffed animal. And I feel like, you know, if selling it for $20 or $25 would net us the $3 or $4 profit that we would proportionally make on the other stuff that we sell, then it's worth doing if people want them, you know. But we and the thing is, on this one, I haven't looked into it at all. It's just that looking into anything like this just seems like something that is going to be horrible and not work based on the experience we've had with the plastic toys. Fucking nightmare. I'm gonna take a little break here, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna play some Gloria Estefan, and then we're gonna play some the Jay Giles Band, and then some John Denver. So we'll see you in. So John Denver's from Colorado, so this is for Hot Stuff, who that's his native land. Jay Giles Band is from the '80s, and so is Xenophobe.
Because I'm the only one here that was born in the '80s.
Yeah. And Gloria Estefan is for Riff because Riff
is older than all.
Likes Gloria Estefan. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys in 10 or 11 minutes. Riff doesn't really like Gloria Estefan, but he will shake his body, baby, do that conga. Because I know he can't control himself any longer. He feels the rhythm of the music getting stronger.
Sadly, it's true.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll see you in a bit, guys.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Feel the rhythm of the music getting stronger. Don't you fight it.
Seriously, you have to stop shaking your body. The roof can't handle it. We'll be right back.
Working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy kind of charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun sets low, pull out the fiddle and the rods and up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Of them money-hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people think that that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife. I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. on my daddy till the day he died. Took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, played a fiddle and cried. Thank God, oh, I'm such a boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Woo! Thank God, I'm a country boy, yeah!
You know, thank God Hot Stuff's a country boy.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
He's always getting Rocky Mountain High.
That's because you're always eating those Rocky Mountain oysters I bring to you.
Huh. I think it might be because of the Rocky Mountain spotted fever. One time when I was a kid, they thought I had Rocky Mountain spotted fever, but turned out it was just strep throat, which, you know, normally affects your throat. No, in this case, it was strep throat that just gave me red spots all over my skin.
Last time I had strep throat, both my ears got infected.
Strep throat is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I'm glad that...
Thanks a lot, our Hot Stuff.
What?
For my strep throat.
He didn't have strep throat. Nobody had strep throat except you.
Yeah, you were the one with strep throat.
Maybe Hot Stuff weakened your immune system by giving you the HIV, what with the butt sex.
Yeah.
And,
that was well phrased.
What was that awesome game that we came up with?
Oh yeah, so we were gonna the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, Oregon Trail.
where we were, all right, so you know, it'd be like an educational game for kids, right, where you had to go through, it was like the Oregon Trail, it was mechanically almost identical to Oregon Trail, but you were some sort of pathogen making it through the body, trying to kill somebody, and eventually, like, you know, there'd be higher levels of it, where at first it's like the digestive tract, which is pretty simple, you know, and then like the, you know, the whatever, endocrine system or whatever, and then you'd get the HIV.
Yeah, the retrovirus.
Yeah, just go through the bloodstream or something. Yeah.
Does that
Although that's, I mean, I would say the circulatory system is probably the least actually complex.
Does it have?
It has the fewest parts. I mean, it's pretty much heart,
bell bottoms,
lungs, and veins. I mean,
that sounds like a first-person shooter to me.
Well, no, there would be the shooting parts of it.
Oh,
know,
right.
You have to take down the...
Organs. Yeah, no, there's like, you know, they go, the host will go to the doctor, you know, so the screen will shake as they get up, and then it'll stay real still while they're in the waiting room, and that's when you have to, like, mount your final assault, and you have to go around with your, you know, disease vector. And so they'll be vector graphics. No.
When crossing a stream, your flagella will break.
And then sometimes you'll get it confused with your disease scalar, and then they'll just won't multiply right.
And for the tapeworm one, it's like occasionally the host will get dysentery and you'll get flushed out. Because we got to keep the dysentery.
Yeah.
No game. You know, why don't we have a dysentery effect?
Oh, we totally should.
Well, yeah. You should get it from
the cemetery.
Because you've been disinterred.
Sizzler said, if a new cannon is built, would it be possible to aim it at the campsites of people who keep complaining about gift packages?
Theoretically.
thanks for the support there.
The Three says, hey there, idea for a new monster, the Noel Gallagher. It's rather delusional and thinks you're its brother, which explains why it's trying to hit you with a chair. I mean, it wouldn't be able to look back in anger.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, Jake, can I replace the perpendicular bat with a vampire bat that's full of Wesley Willis references?
You just make another vampire bat.
Well, I don't want to, like, dilute the encounters in that area.
Well, I mean,
perpendicular
one is
funny, though.
Drops. Yeah. I like the perpendicular bat. It's like the completely different spider.
Yeah.
This one's totally different.
Yeah, no, we should put a vampire bat in there. That's full of wisdom.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah, because I've been listening to a lot of Westeros lately.
He has.
And the name of it is a vampire bird.
No, no, it'll be named a vampire bat, but the text will say, once upon a time, an adventurer was attacked by a vampire bird.
Right. It would call some of its friends to bite you on your ass.
Yeah. And it would take you for a war hell ride.
Yeah. We do need to put the demons from... Yeah. You guys have been doing some Wesley Willis research.
Yeah. The Wikipedia entry on him is really interesting.
Oh, wow, I should read that, because it's...
That's where all of our information came from.
But, I mean, it was, you know, largely his songs were centered around his joyrides and hell rides on the Chicago public transit system.
Yeah.
I bought, when I saw him in concert, I bought like a vinyl record from him that apparently he had drawn the cover of, and it was really impressive. Like,
yeah, he was supposed to be a pretty decent artist.
Yeah, no, he really was. I mean, it's just kind of this freehand drawing of like a Chicago street with all this activity on it, and it was like, awesome. It was just cool looking. He was neat too. Would you like to buy some CDs or some vinyl records? and he was on
the
wooden
records.
Stage. He's all like. He got up on it, and it, like, creaked, and he looked down, and he's like, I hope this stage does not collapse underneath me during my rock and roll jam session.
Man, I wish he wasn't dead so I could go see one of his live
performances. No kidding. Yeah. They people kept yelling at him to play Rock and Roll McDonald's, and he was like, fuck McDonald's! That shit will murder your ass! And he never did play it.
I also like that he has, like, 50 CDs.
Yeah, no, it's I don't know where he got the money to have all this stuff. I mean, I feel like Jello Biafra kind of became a sort of, what do you call it, like a sort of benefactor to him for a while.
Like, when he died, he had less than $300 to his name.
I mean, as far as I know, like, when he, in the early days, when my friend Seth, who initially, like, kind of discovered him and went to one of his concerts and got me a CD, he said... After the show, he was walking around asking people who were at the show if he could stay at their house because he just was on tour but didn't have anywhere to sleep. I mean, it was strange. I mean, he must have had... The thing is, I feel like he would also attract a fan base of people who would just totally take care of him if he... You know?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. Just let him sit in their house and just headbutt with him all day.
Yeah. Say rock. Rock. Say roll.
Roll. Roll. As long as the fan could tolerate it.
That's weird. It's hard to tell how crazy he was. I mean, he made change when I bought the album. I mean, it was. He asked somebody to go out to the van and get the vinyl records because I wanted a record instead of a CD. Like,
once upon a time.
Anyway, I'm glad I got to see him before he died.
I really feel like I've missed something. By having that.
What if you could get? I mean, there's surely somewhere there's like a video of a concert that you could.
I want to see him like hitting the wrong demo key on his keyboard and say, "Oops, wrong song." Just because that makes.
It wasn't so much like a demo song as like this autoplay kind of thing where it would fill in stuff for you and he would hit the keys to change the chord that it was on. But yeah, it was cool. Chester Meatpot says, are you guys going to put off the Naughty Sorceress move until after the NO contest is complete?
Yes.
In that that's probably going to be done tomorrow or the next day, I'm saying yes.
We're
deciding to put off the rollout of the Naughty Sorceress to 13 until at least the day after tomorrow.
Oh, how the masses do not understand the asymmetric schedule.
Indeed, very asymmetric.
Fear Factor 7 says, as I was on the NS's tower, I searched for NG in the mall, but all that came up was a bunch of things with the letter NG in them that cost 100 meat, but no capital NG. Would it be hard to fix?
No, it wouldn't.
All you have to do is put quotes around the NG, and then you will search for only the NG.
Or even just quotes before the NG.
Oh, really?
If you're lazy. Yeah.
So just quote NG.
You should, like, maybe document that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe in one of those little question mark boxes.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Them is good question marks boxes.
Yeah.
And then Jimbo Postmaster says, the desert beach is rather empty. Do you predict any new zones to go there soon?
Nah, yes. Probably. Nah.
I know. No.
Forever.
Nothing is going to happen there soon.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Seriously.
I definitely would recommend hanging out there a lot.
Glebe says, is the spirit hobo related to the ghost of the English language at all? Well, in that they're all God's children.
What, all spirits look alike to you, huh? You think they're all related, huh?
They are all brothers in Christ.
What if they're, like, Jewish?
What, they're still brothers in Christ. You know, Jews may not love Jesus, but Jesus loves them.
It's true.
He loves homos and dagos, too. And dirty wop specs.
Wow, it must be those must be really tough to find. Though.
Yeah, yeah. Especially the it's only the spics that are missing their span that are dirty, And the ones of those that are also Italian hard to come by. But Jesus finds them and loves them.
It must be a
long time. Jesus loves you long time. Yeah.
This is 120 minutes of mixed metaphors with
heresy. Sorry.
No, you're not. Don't lie.
I'm really not. I'm sorry, Mama. But tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. I wonder if he cleaned it out so that he could more easily come out of it. The Rum says, you said there would be an awesome meat sinking contest over the weekend, but there wasn't. Why did you lie?
What? No, I think we said nothing of that kind. I think we were completely vague as to what was happening, and we are still being vague.
Yeah.
Vagocity is good.
The word weekend was not uttered.
Do you know when our weekends begin and end, though?
Yeah.
It's true.
Pinchu says, why not do a custom item idea to trade for multiple Mr. A's? Have the person design the name in the description, but it still adds the set plus 15 stats. Just a thought. It would be handy to have a bunch of OMG Tech Clit accessories.
You never know when you'll need one.
Yeah. Rackham Rose says, hey, JNS, just wondering, why is the drunkenness counter visible but the fullness counter invisible?
How do you tie with boxing gloves on?
There's a fence in front of it.
Yeah.
The fence is also invisible.
There's an opaque fence behind it that you can't see.
Right. Because
you can tell how drunk you are, but you can't tell how full you are.
Just like in real life.
Like in real life, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, you can only tell how full you are when you're too full, in my mind. Because everyone's like, did you ever eat so much that then you just get all sick? Because there's too much in your stomach? Has that ever happened to you guys?
Not within recent memory.
It's usually only when I'm, like, eating, and then also, like, we have to leave in a hurry, so I have to, like, chug an entire beer. I notice that my stomach is just uncomfortably full.
Did you also eat, like, a bunch of dry rice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might have been the problem.
That's, yeah. So
dry rice and Alka-Seltzers.
You know, I don't think I've ever taken regular Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, me neither.
It might be good. It's like just an antacid, right? I mean, it's like...
Oh, it tastes like chalk.
I would imagine it doesn't taste too bad. The Alka-Seltzer cold and cough, there's one kind of it that tastes really gross and one kind of it that doesn't.
They make, like, lemon-flavored ones or something.
Huh.
Make your own fizzy drinks.
Because I've heard that it's a relief with the plopping and the fizzing and the nice lady.
Nice lady!
And Naked Juice says, have you guys ever watched Strangers with Candy? If so, what did you think? I don't know what that is.
I don't think I...
My mom told me not to talk to Strangers with Candy. So
that's the one that that guy's sister was in.
Like, that guy Allie and his sister?
David Sedaris' sister?
Yeah.
Whoa, seriously?
Amy Sedaris, yeah. Isn't that who it was in? Who was in Strangers with Candy?
I was just thinking of the first person with a sister that I could think of. I didn't know that. I'm going to look at IMDb. I wonder if Amy Sedaris ever played KOL. We've wondered this aloud before.
Did she talk to anyone?
Well, because she was friends with the guy who wrote the Games Magazine article, and and so Strangers with Candy, 1999, Strangers with Candy, 2005. So it has Amy Sedaris in it. It's a prequel to the critically acclaimed series. Oh, I see. Also starring Amy Sedaris. Well, huzzah.
Huzzah. I don't know.
Ah, somebody's telling me that they can send me a copy of the SNL skit with Steve Buscemi as the Mad Hatter. Gonna have to take that person up on that completely legal.
Yeah. I think you ought to take him to the bridge.
Completely morally ambiguous offer. Also, I'm trading him cocaine for it.
We have a lot of that here.
Just to, you know, to make sure that it's as illegal as possible.
To get it delivered by, like, white slave babies.
My friend used to shoplift Robitussin because it bothered him that it wasn't illegal to abuse it. So wow. he would only take it if it was shoplifted. So. Jamaican Castle says, so what's up with the cannon?
What? I'd say less is up than yesterday.
Ask Pachelbel.
Yeah, indeed.
Or however you pronounce that.
Pachelbel.
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 Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's cannon.
Yo quiero Pachelbel.
It's kind of a weird craving to have.
Yeah, it is. A Naked Jew says, is Hot Stuff there tonight? Tell him I love him. Hot Stuff, a Naked Jew loves you.
Aww.
But he doesn't love Christ. But Christ loves him. And you.
Long time.
Long time.
Christ loves country boys. Except for John Denver. You guys remember that South Park with the ride at the fair that was the John Denver experience where you get in a plane on this giant arm and it just slams it into the ground over and over again? Ah, that was crazy. You know, I John Denver, he wrote Leaving on a Jet Plane. That's a good song.
That is a good song.
Although, it's a good song for a girl. I don't know. All the good love songs are written by gay dudes. Magnetic Fields?
Gay dudes.
I don't know anything about Erasure.
Chains of Love, man.
What?
I'm making this up as I go along.
Mongrel Cat says, so far the radio has told us Jake Scully's, Namas, and Hot Stuff's real names. Riffs is on his website, but what about Xenophobe's name? His name is actually Xenophobe in real life.
Yeah, I had it changed back in Nam.
Lilith Tavril says, by popular demand of Slash Valhalla, I am asking if it is true that the cannon currently being taken apart will be replaced with a bukkake fountain. Yeah, just like in that Leisure Suit Larry game that was terrible.
I mean, there was
which one?
Wasn't?
The Magna Cum Laude, or presumably Magna Cum Laude. The new one, the 3D one, that was like a bunch of horrible mini games and then censored polygon nudity.
Duh.
Apparently, though, they've released an uncensored version of it, so I still don't know if that would be better than... I mean, it's like you can find a lot of porn without having to work for it.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. There's a minigame where you're like having a conversation with a woman, and it's this relatively simple, like, scroller where you're this sperm, and you're trying to avoid little martinis that slow you down and cause your character to say something stupid. All the conversations are scripted, and it's kind of clever the way they did it, right? You hit these little green targets, and you'll say something that's like, you know, a smooth thing to say, and she'll respond well. But then if you accidentally hit the red thing, you'll fuck up and you know, like, tell some embarrassing story about, you know, some masturbation incident in the past or something. And the more of the booze you hit, the more sluggish the control gets, so you kind of plan to lose at that point. And it was interesting. But that, other than that, just a bunch of horrible mini-games.
So there's one not horrible mini-game?
Yeah, there was one decent mini-game. Blackbelt02 says, please notify KOL to pray for Secret Santa tonight. He is having health problems. Jesus will take care of it.
Definitely.
Jesus loves Santa.
I thought they had...
Jesus
a knockdown, drag out, fight.
Oh, yeah, and that's how that whole Colorado thing started.
Yeah.
But what if Jesus was dyslexic?
What if God was one of us?
Just the slob on
or what if God was Sufo-own? I mean, Sufo-ino.
Sudafed?
Okay, dyslexic. Sufo. One of us. I'm going to... hey, Dr. Van Ben Mojo says, why are ties on the Ascendingist board broken by player ID number rather than something more sensible, like who's farther along in their current ascension?
How do you tell who's further along in their current ascension?
I guess level.
But, like, what if they're, like, tied and shit?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Pants Thief says, is the cannon being taken down and its parts being used to build a puppy-smashing factory? If so, you're rock.
Man, we should change it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Axis Shadowbane says, can we get a link from someone's profile so that you can PvP them? Isn't there already one of those?
Yeah, if you have smashed your stone.
If both of you have smashed
your yeah.
stone. Also, I think that there's a right-click menu widget for it, too. But I don't remember.
I think there is.
Seems like I was smart enough to think of that.
What the Hell's With Windows says, Final Fantasy was messed up after the fifth or so. Was that in response to us talking about fifth things?
No.
I have no idea.
We were talking about, didn't we talk about Final Fantasy last time or something?
But maybe. This is a question today.
I don't know.
Gorloth says, how many people have a saber-toothed lime named Gorloth? Probably just one. But I'm not going to check.
Me neither.
Enkikon says, why is it that skewering a piece of fruit on a tiny plastic sword takes just as long as the final battle against the naughty sorceress? But you got to be careful. Have you noticed that every time you do it, it looks exactly the same? That's because you're taking care to slice the lime in exactly the right way. And yeah, SmackDown 92 asks, this time in KWE, there was a bug that gave the house around a 40% cut. Do you guys have a guess on how much meat was sunk because of this, or even how much total? I have not actually talked to Xenophobe about this. What was the story with
that? I have no idea. I honestly looked at the code, and it looks exactly the same to me. So I'm going to guess that there were two places where it would calculate the odds. I took out one of them, and I used the same thing for both of them now, so we have a 50% chance of it being wrong.
Was it definitely taking out a 40% cut, or was
no, it wasn't. It was calculating by odds, which isn't a 40% cut.
Okay.
It's something different.
Right. But the thing is, was it just that...
It was like during rollover that night, whenever it calculated the final payout odds, it came up with a number that was different than the one that had been used for the cashed payoff.
For the display, okay.
Yeah.
For everyone or just the payoff?
For just the payoff.
Huh.
So now it uses the ones from the display that are cashed, and so that way the number is at least consistent. If it's wrong, it'll be consistent.
I hope that doesn't end up generating...
Well, watch and see next... If you want, you can look at the code, because to me it's like trying to proofread my own essay. I just can't find the problem.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it, because proofreading your own Vato is sometimes difficult. Get it? You said essay.
Yeah, and for all... Yeah. For all of you who have fallen victim to this, I can offer my heartfelt apologies. Which
it wasn't some effort to sink meat. It was just a
bug.
It was just a bug, and sorry. I mean, nobody lost meat. They just didn't gain as much.
Well, that's what I said, except apparently there's a bunch of people who lost meat because they bet on every wrestler, and the payoffs didn't...
How would you not lose meat?
If you bet on every wrestler...
If you bet on every wrestler, you're going to lose.
That was extremely common
percent.
In the first fight.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of people bet on every wrestler. I think some people still think that you can win meat on the preliminary and semifinal fights.
Yeah.
That which is not true at all.
Is it clearly stated? Because, I mean, that was... I understood that you were betting on one.
I'm not sure.
You might want to try to clarify that somehow or something.
I'll look at it when I'm done. I'm fighting NECA Ridley.
But, in the meantime, don't bet on everyone.
I mean, that's like going up to a roulette table and betting on every single number.
Yeah.
It's like, sure, you're going to be able to say, I won, but, you know, you're also going to have to say, I lost 34 times. 33.
Well, yeah, so depending on...
You can also just hide your shame and not actually say that you lost.
That's true.
True.
Never Here says, there's some contention in Cool Guy Crew clan chat as to whether the previous song was from Kingdom Hearts or Advent Children. Can you clarify, please? What? That previous song was actually from John Denver's album, which contained Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
Well, no, but I mean, this is from earlier.
Yes. Really? Really?
Yes.
The video game music was from Connor's show. I mean,
yes.
Fusilla Band show, which was before us. See, this is why I like Xenophobe. We never fucked that up. Uberman says, where did you get the Rumal Nurku Smells Like Teen Spirit cover? I've looked for it everywhere but can't find it. I found it linked to from a list. There was some page that was a list of covers of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I saw that page the other day. Someone had linked to it in chat. So find whoever it was that sent it to me and you'll have a copy.
Yeah, that's a
good luck.
I'm going to do a Google search for Smells Like Teen Spirit. Yeah, this is it. April Winchell. Yeah, so if you do a Google search for, quote, Smells Like Teen Spirit, quote, covers, the first link is...
Just a point of information. Google searches are not the same depending on which computer you're on.
That's really aggravating, and why?
Well,
anyway, it's aprilwinchell.com, aprilwinchell.com, and it's on the pretty close to the top of that. It says Rumal Nurku, and it says Ring Ding Gadang Gadang.
Do you have Google Toolbar installed?
I do have Google Toolbar.
Then it also uses the index that it's built on your computer to rank things.
Yeah, but I haven't been here in 6 months.
Okay. I'm just saying that, like, that will affect the page rankings.
Okay. Well, anyway. It's so like your covers
and it tells you what you want to know. It tells you what it thinks you want to know.
Huh.
Yeah.
And then it gives you a pony.
Then it gives you a pony.
Yeah, I know it was weird. Like, two computers in the office, one of them on a search for Kingdom, KOL was the first, and one of them it wasn't.
It's because they just cache things on different boxes, so they can't maintain consistency between, you know, different web servers, since they have like hundreds of thousands of
them. But it was consistent. I mean, I can't imagine that every time I use Google I get the exact same web server serving the results.
It's consistent within your own browser on your own.
Huh, so I guess maybe it does, like, based on your
I mean, I've been using Google Desktop pretty much since it came out, so I mean that's probably what has modified mine so much. But, yeah. Oh, Apple says, there's a horrible lack of apples in the kingdom. Luckily, you've provided two. A Naked Jew says, what does Jick mean by, I can to follow my trail of justice, vermin should become ignited? There was some asshole who sent this series of mean K-mails that I told him to shut up, and then he sent something in French that was obviously babble-fished, and we translated it literally back into English by somebody who actually spoke French. And they said, I can to follow my trail of justice, vermin should become ignited.
Which is really funny.
Pastagolem says, hey, JNS, when you implement physical resistance, do you think monsters that already exist in the kingdom will be converted, much as hippies have stench damage now? Probably not. I haven't thought of anything that would become physically resistant.
There are a few. The spectral jellyfish could.
Oh, yeah, okay. There you go.
It's going to make combat with those monsters much more complicated, so I think it's something that may be reserved for higher level content.
Yeah. And I mean, it's going to be pretty carefully made decisions. I mean, we're not just going to be like, oh, well, that thing is kind of whatever. So, yeah.
Basically, we're going to make all the boss monsters physically immune and spell immune.
Yeah, basically all the boss monsters are going to be immune to everything. And
except for Seal Tooth.
Seal Teeth?
Yeah, Seal Teeth. Tooth.
Glebe says, get rid of the reverb? Why? I love listening to Jick, Ick, Ick, Ick. Yeah. And everybody's saying that 3 and 4 were missing. I said, wow, we're only just now getting to the very beginning of the show and the questions. Strong Bad Fan EX wants canon protest signs. And second, say it like you mean it. Son of a bitch, motherfucker.
Son of a bitch, motherfucker.
Son of a bitch, motherfucker.
I told the deacon to go look at Cheetah's dick.
Wait, what?
It's a Wesley Willis song.
Oh, okay.
You guys are broken now.
Shit!
That's not Wesley Willis.
I know, that's Tourette's guy. You're grounded, because you don't think the garbage disposal sounds like Chewbacca taking a shit!
Ah, yes.
Bahu says Zelda's magic power comes from pixies, and everybody knows pixies are green G's.
Green G's?
Pixies are made out of green cheese?
Ponjo says, you aren't making fun of the heroes of September 11th, are you?
Yeah, no, not anymore.
Only the sandwiches made on that day.
Yeah.
sandwiches! Sandwiches.
I had some pork, some barbecue pork sandwiches the other night, and I yelled pork chop sandwiches, and nobody got it.
Oh.
Yeah. Fisheyes 69 says, "How's the hammer hanging?"
Low one to the left.
Long and hairy, hard to carry. Tolo Nun says, "Will weapons get hit points in the smithing revamp? We're not turning this game into Dark Cloud."
Or Diablo 2. That would be really hard to implement with the current system, too.
Tenanil suggests ACT is to xenophobe as women is to Scully.
What?
I don't know.
Somebody
Scully is better at women than he is the SAT.
I suppose that's fair, I think.
I think
most of the time.
Scully had to take women to get into college.
I hear that class is tough.
The Tortellini says Bipolar Bear was also a character from The Adventures of Queer Duck.
Sounds like a winner of a show.
Tenenil says idea for a familiar vampire stab bat, mosquito plus stab bat. Bahu says any tick references in game? No, the rat's head balloon doesn't count.
There could be one if you decide to add it.
Okay. Mellow Cork says, so what do you guys think of Firefly? Yeehaw! I reckon that their holodeck's malfunctioning again.
Fair assessment.
Sigh.
I like Firefly. I don't think it's like the best thing in the world, but I liked it.
I liked Firefly a lot. I think it had a lot of potential as a show.
I was also sort of disappointed with the movie, but for the reason that everyone is disappointed with it, which I'm not going to say because it's a major spoiler. But those of you who have seen the movie, I'm talking about
the fact that everybody dies. Sorry. What?
Hermione dies.
Oh my gosh. Hermione.
Really? I thought Hermione killed McGonagall.
I thought she killed MacGyver.
No, you're thinking of Stargate, where MacGyver kills the big black guy with the space spear.
You mean Jesus?
You just saw that episode of C-Lab 2025 yeah. where they're making fun of that. Glorf the Mighty says, can we get a button in the terrarium to equip all familiars at once? It's a royal pain in the ass re-equipping 25 familiars after ascension.
So no.
Why would you use all 25 familiars in a...
Also, what equipment do you want to put on each one?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
that's always been sort of my stock answer to that.
It's not a foregone conclusion what you're going to want to equip on everything.
Like, how does it know that I want to put my Tam O'Shanter on my stab bat? I mean,
Tortuga Man says, is the disturbing fanfic ever going to be fully implemented? Yes.
We actually thought of a use for it.
It's already fully operational, so the shields are up, man. Pull up!
That was disturbing.
The things operate, you know, like Lando is all like, the shields are operational, pull up and enjoy it. Ice cold Colt 45.
Gets him every time.
Yeah. Good old Lando. He totally sold them out.
Apparently there was a Pope Lando at some point.
The what?
For like 6 months back in ancient times, there was a Pope Lando.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if he was a commando.
I don't know.
I wonder if he went commando under that.
Yeah, probably went commando.
I wonder what his commando name was.
I wonder if popes get a smaller, skinny hat to go on their Jimmy. Is the Pope allowed to get an erection?
Whenever they're
is he allowed?
Usually they're really only when he thinks about burning Jews.
Or little boys.
Yeah, the Pope wasn't really a Nazi.
You
guys remember that, though. From when he was first selected, the whole Hitler Youth thing. I remember when I was a kid, my dad, in the attic, there was a bunch of Hitler Youth memorabilia that we went to a gun show, and my dad sold it to some creepy guy for a lot of money. There was, like, this hat with a swastika on it and this weird, like, metal pin.
I thought your dad sold the attic to the creepy guy, because that'd be kind of weird.
The what?
The attic.
No.
Because then you'd have a creepy guy living in your attic.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
He would actually own it, so he could do whatever he wanted, including, like, drilling for oil. He wouldn't find any oil, unless he drilled into, you know, the deep fat fryer in the kitchen that my mom was using to make deep fried Snickers bars. And Snickerdoodles.
Twice.
What's a snickerdoodle? It's some kind of cookie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's some kind of cookie.
A sugar cookie with cinnamon sprinkled on top of it.
It's not deep fried.
It's not deep fried?
It could be.
What if you deep fried it? Yeah.
You could deep fry
anything. What if you coated it in butter and then deep fried it?
Ooh.
We should try deep fried alcohol.
Deep fried alcohol?
Yeah.
Like
battered alcohol?
Like jalapenos with tequila inside them?
Wow.
That's
kind of an interesting idea.
Huh.
Fineldar says, the Communist Party gave out 12,556 bowls of cottage cheese starting May Day. After you mess with boxes, we had to pay 50 meat for all the hardcore people's boxes. Damn you! Right, sorry, I forgot that some clans needed to send cottage cheese to every single player of the game.
I'm sorry. It's an easy thing to forget, really.
I'm sorry we ruined your Communist Party.
Thanks for breaking my collab.
Fineldar says, I had this idea before the hobo spirit. A familiar, gigantic E-penis. It attacks and caustic acid comes out and de-levels the opponent.
That's great.
Its item, a broken condom, could hold in some of the caustic acid, but not all. You could give it Meleagra pills to get its levels back. Fisheye69 says, when I was a kid, E.T. scared me.
E.T. had that neck. It was kind of weird.
He kept phoning at home.
I don't know if I actually saw E.T. when I was a kid.
I saw it because I remember my mom taking me to see it, but I was like really little.
I had some trading cards. I still do, actually. They're in a cigar box in the garage.
Cool.
I wish I had the cigars instead. Because they'd be really old.
And not very tasty.
Morbank says, Zelda, Rachel's sister from Pet Sematary, was sincerely terrifying. That's another movie that scared me.
I don't think I saw all of it.
Little bitty things that can cut you? Yeah, I don't like that. Like, if there was a movie about, like, a virus that had a knife, that'd be really scary.
Wow.
Wait, we should definitely add that to Oregon Trail.
A virus with a knife. Would the game be called Knifing Around? Or the movie?
Driz Doerden says, hey, Jake, did it startle you when the corpse lady came out of the bathtub? She didn't really come out.
Why are people naming their KOL characters after Forgotten Realms fiction?
I don't know. I finally crossed over the dork threshold. I bought a Dungeons & Dragons comic book.
Wow.
But then I forgot what it was called, so I never bought the second one.
So it really left an impression.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Was each page a 10x10?
A 10x10 room containing an orc with a pie. I thought, you know, our Comic-Con booth is 10x10.
They could contain a pie.
Could be. Silverwolf 727 says, Jick, what did you think about the movie Signs? Yeah.
He saw it. He opened up his eyes.
I thought it could have been. No, you know what? It couldn't have been worse. Hey guys, we need a planet to invade. Let's invade one that's made out of deadly poison.
just saying.
Worst.
Ugly bags that must be poison.
Ever. What were we talking about last night? The ugly.
Oh, it was the ugly bags that must be tequila or something. But I forget in what context.
I'm sure it was very contextual.
I think it was the like blow up dolls that you fill them up with liquor instead.
You kind of sloshy.
Huh.
Ugly bags that mostly tequila.
Yeah,
I forget.
I forget about the conversation that we were having. Yeah.
Probably for the best.
Yep. Isaac's alter ego says, "What do I have a better chance of finding? A tiny plastic rare if I eat 4 to 5 eggs a day, or an ultra rare if I only adventure in places they can drop? Probably the tiny plastic rare." Dizya says, I think it'd be really cool if there was an area where you could fight acronyms. It'd be fun to fight the CIA and the KGB and the BBC and UFOs full of FBI. LOL.
BBQ.
Bahu says, we need more cryptic hints / blatant lies about the canon. Dozongo hates lies. Smoke.
I actually made one on this radio broadcast.
And I'm a virgin.
What?
It was a cryptic hint and a blatant lie.
Oh.
Dodongo doesn't hate smoke. He just hates eating bombs. No, he doesn't. He eats the bombs and they're fine. I forgot about that. He does actually hate the smoke. Sasari says, does the trophy with a stupid placeholder name have anything to do with Samuel Taylor Coleridge, or am I beating my head against a wall?
Damn it!
Yeah, damn it. Nothing. Jackboy says, I donated to the game by mail. I sent it on Monday last week. How long will it take me to get my Mr. A's? Just wondering. We actually pulled a piece of mail out of the P.O. box today. The last time I got the mail was Thursday morning?
I think so.
Huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Thursday morning. Since then, something showed up that was postmarked April 10th, domestically. Wow. So I have no idea what's going. I mean, it's apparently it can take up to a month for it to get here. But there is a tiny pile of envelopes that will get processed tomorrow. So we'll see. Yours might be.
I'd guess that domestic mail probably within a week.
Yeah.
If assuming that it arrives at all, if you sent cash or something like.
And Naked Juice says the null problem is still alive and kicking when you click on the text of a chat.
Because I haven't done anything to fix it.
Oh. I thought you said you fixed it before the show.
No, that was a different one.
That was the zero crime thing.
Oh, okay. I thought he was talking about... Because the other guy described it as the null clan problem. But... Pasta Golem. The asymmetric GRU punishing black hats in their own dark shadows.
I think that's like the asymmetric crew or something.
Doc Trauma says, you know, somebody asked me what I was doing. I said J and Crew, which made me think of J Crew. Maybe you should start a J and Crew clothing line with embroidered pictures of you on the
I don't think I would sell
left chest
well.
Instead of an alligator, penguin, or tiger. Yeah, I wouldn't mind having a picture of me on a polo shirt. And then people... We started talking about how fun polo golf would be.
Yeah, golf played while on horseback.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I'd probably try to give it a go.
Yeah.
I would probably fall off the horse.
But then you just get right back on again.
If you don't, you know, it's bad.
Don't you get like a stroke penalty if you fall off the horse?
But you can gain it back by listening to the Strokes.
Yeah. Or having a stroke.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a... Jack Vermicelli says, for easy visual identification, could a floating cube be added to the image for magical ice cube drinks? What?
Huh?
Oh, I see.
Some of them don't, are like, you know...
So you can... the pictures for those are never going to make any sense. All cocktails kind of look alike.
You might have to read.
They're different colors.
They are.
Yeah. I mean, that should help.
You're colorblind, right?
What?
There are three blue snow cones.
They're what?
My display case, the three new colors of snow cone.
Somebody else got a KOL tattoo, or else a fake picture of a KOL.
Yeah, Zlyany got a guy one day who had sent her a picture of his arm with a with a Photoshop tattoo on it.
It was a really lame Photoshop, too. It looked like he didn't even really try.
Probably didn't in MS Paint.
Tortuga Man says, is the rising price of Canadian currency going to make Mr. A's more powerful? The rate is currently 1.15 to $1. Which direction? I don't think Canadian money is worth more than American money.
Not yet.
Is it? I mean, it wouldn't have changed by that much over the last... I don't know.
It's creeping up. Like, somebody, or one of the people that plays the game that I introduced the game to, donated $100, and it was 112 Canadian for 100 American.
Huh. That is not, I wonder if it's at the point where the enchantment should change yet.
It is. It should be at least 13.
I want, 10 United States.
You can do it. Are you doing it in Google?
In Canadian dollars. So yeah, $10 US is $11.12 Canadian. So what does that mean? 10 Canadian dollars in US dollars is 8. So it's 0.89. So 15 times 0.89.
120 minutes of math.
13.4. Yeah, we should change the enchantment on the Mr. A's.
Round it down, because we're mean.
What? Round it? Well, yeah, of course, round it down. I mean, even if you round it to the nearest integer, it's still 13.
Oh, all right.
Well, I should hang on to this pile of Canadian money.
Oh, are you making a big stack of it?
I just haven't. It's such a pain in the ass to go to the bank and deal with this.
Yeah, going to the bank is hard.
I can't do it at the ATM, so I have to go in and wait in line, and then they have to I mean, since it's not just like a stack of money from a Canadian bank, there's like Canada keeps changing their money, so there's like three different kinds of fives, and so for every pile of fives, they have to like check this book and make sure that the currency is.
I have updated the enchantment.
Sweet, Mr. A's are worth 13. the entire cast of Rent says, have you guys ever played Cave Story? It's like Metroid, but with more rabbits. I played it a little bit before one of the shows.
It was pretty good.
A couple weeks ago. Apocalypse Throb says, is there any reason other than the established gift pricing pattern for having such drastic price escalations in higher capacity gift boxes? Shouldn't their use be encouraged?
I'll encourage your mom to use
them. They're cooler looking.
Yeah.
And neat.
I had an idea, and I don't know if I suggested this before to you, Jack, but
would it, do you think that it would be permissible to just do away with the gift box items entirely and just add a section to the KML to process those? And then just make all the boxes free?
What if the KML got deleted?
No, I mean, it would be a separate section of the KML. Like, you know, whenever you get a trade offer, it says, oh, you have a trade offer.
Well, I mean, I kind of like them being an item in the inventory, you know? I feel like it's more satisfying that way, but you're right. It's just a pain in the ass. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Just something that I thought of. Something that I thought of that would make...
I mean, can they still be display cased?
They would not be able to be display cased.
But currently, they can be.
Yeah, they can be. But under my system, they would not. And the box type would just be cosmetic. None of them would cost any meat, and you know, you can use ignore. Plus, you could open up a specific one rather than doing last in first out.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Madame Defarge says, for stuffed animals, you also need to go to China. Yerick the Real Bad says, I want to psychoanalyze stuffed animals. What's the game called? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
It was on. I found it on Jay's Games, I think.
Yeah, me too.
Just by clicking some random link. Apocalypse Throb says, Gloria Estefan, you are the Satan. I'm a Satan. I don't.
I'm B Satan. I'm the Satan
stuff.
Of bees. Bees.
I don't know where any of this. Robot Porn says, I fully support the dysentery effect, or misspelled dysentery. You could get misspelled dysentery from the misspelled cemetery.
That's pretty funny.
Neville DiJacobi says, Jello Biafra and Henry Rollins did a lot of sponsorship of Wesley Willis. Wow, Henry Rollins did something that wasn't retarded.
Just for someone who was...
I hate Henry Rollins.
You're not a fan of Henry Rollins?
Or I guess you really regret that.
You know, I hate Henry Rollins. I hate Rage Against the Machine. I hate Bone Thugs and Harmony.
You
and
like to rally around.
One time there was this song that came on the radio that was a collaboration between Henry Rollins, Rage Against the Machine, and Bone Thugs and Harmony. And it was seriously as though somebody just... They were trying to figure out what to play on the intercom in hell when I finally shuffle off this mortal coil and get my punishment I so richly deserve.
Does this mean you really regret your I Heart Henry Rollins tattoo?
I do. Although, I gotta say that, one other thing that Henry Rollins did that was kind of cool was in Jackass, the movie, where... One of them, the stunt was he was going to get a tattoo in the back of Henry Rollins' Jeep while he was driving through all these, like, sand dunes. So, I mean, the tattoo was basically just a splatter of ink on the guy's arm in a vaguely happy face shape.
That looks so painful.
Yeah. N. Sergney says, what time is last call in Tempe, Arizona? 2 in the morning. Two.
Tuesday.
We should probably be getting off of the radio here for too long.
Yeah, I know. I'm just sitting.
Into something more comfortable.
Yeah. I'm asking if KMD is ready. I'm sure he is. He's always ready.
Poor friend.
What? He's always ready.
I get it. Belly. The cannon show is going to be used to repair Hanks.
Oh, if you only knew.
What should I play? Maybe I'll play...
play some more Wesley Willis.
How about Juice Newton's Angel of the Morning?
All right.
You know, sorry. I accidentally sorted my MP3 collection by gay.
It's right next to not gay, so it happens all the time.
Yeah, that's true. All right, good night, kids. We'll see you again on Thursday.
Yep.
Good night, everybody. Somebody get hot stuff at tissue. There are tears forming in the corners of his eyes.